All right. Welcome, visualizers. If you are here live, it is always such a treat to get to be with you in real time. And if you are joining in on the playback, thank you so much for keeping the energy of this going. I like to think that the more times we do this and the more people we get practicing together across timelines and locations, we just put more energy out there. So if you're here live, I'm going to start with my face here just to create a little community. And in just a moment, I'm going to turn the video off because I don't want you looking at me while you're resting. So whether you're here live or on the recording, let's take a moment to set ourselves up. So if you are on the recording, you always have the luxury of hitting pause, which can be really nice. If you're here in real time, we're going to flow. So just go ahead and take a look around to make sure that you have what you need to be comfortable for the next 30 minutes. Some of us are going to want to practice this lying down, in which case I'll be Yoga Jen for a minute. Just notice if there's anything that you'd like to place under your neck, anything that you'd like to place under your head. Is there anything that you'd like to place under your knees? So just imagining if you can get comfortable. Maybe you're drifting off to rest. Maybe you're staying fully conscious. Maybe you're in those between states. We want you to be comfortable. And if you are somewhere right now where you're going to be sitting down, just notice, is it more comfortable to have your feet touching the floor? Is your back resting against where you are? You can absolutely move a little bit during the visualization. This is not something where it's going to hurt if you rearrange yourself, but we just want to get you settled now. Noticing if there's anything you want to place over your eyes. And noticing if you want to have any earbuds in. You're going to be following the sound of my voice, in addition to having some silences. But sometimes having earbuds will help you tune everything else around you. So just notice if that would help to create a cocoon experience. I'm just going to give you one more moment to look around, make sure you have what you need, set yourself up to feel nourished. Set yourself up to feel loved. Set yourself up to feel safe. Noticing what's below your body and noticing what might be on your body. You might add something to have a little bit of weight to take your nervous system a little deeper. All right, loves. We're going to keep moving here so we can use all of our time now for this magic. So, settling into your nest. And let's just notice if it might feel good to settle in a little bit deeper. We're going to take a few rounds of cleansing breath. So, in through the nose, and maybe all of that breath out, fully exhale. Let's take another breath in through your nose. Ah, sigh this breath out. If the noise felt good and you're somewhere where you can let out a little bit more, I'm going to lead you in a little bit bigger of an exhale. If this cleansing breath is newer for anyone, it does help to dissipate anxiety. Let go of tension. So we're going to take a little bit of a bigger one if you have the courage to do it, if you want to make a little noise, or if you're somewhere where you can. One more breath in through your nose. Ha! And just notice if you're on your own, if you want to take any more of those to settle in, to let go of anything that might be in your space, just like the leaves. Knowing, my friends, those are available to you at any time during this visualization. A little different than a yoga class, so I'm not going to keep inviting it, But you have full permission right now for all your parts to do that as often as you need. Now, I want to invite you to start checking in with your vision. I want you to notice if you feel more relaxed closing your eyes right now, or leaving your eyes open and fixating on a still, non-moving object. Ideally, we close our eyes to go a little bit deeper. And sometimes it can trigger trauma and it can bring us to a place where we might not want to go. Each of you are divinely wise. You know yourself better than anyone. You might be practicing to hear, but I want you to check in and notice. Do we feel good with our eyes open this morning? Or do we feel more settled with our eyes closed? If you close them, just imagine right now, you're giving your visual processing system a break. Less information, less having to filter things. And if you're keeping them open, just find a point in the space you're in where it's still, where it's grounding, and where you get a nice tethered experience. The eyes aren't having to process too much visually. You're just kind of there, almost in a meditative stance. So getting your vision set, and let's begin to come into our breath. Feel your inhale and your exhale. Feel your inhale. Feel your exhale. Notice the breath coming through your nostrils. Notice the breath exiting through your nostrils. You're starting to feel that feedback, oxygen coming in, oxygen coming out. I want to invite you to notice your belly rising. Notice your belly falling. Notice your belly rising. Notice your belly falling. Starting to get into your rhythm, loves. Letting it start to deepen. Letting it start to return more and more to your pace as we let go of more tension, more anxiety, if there is any. And if you're already showing up in a luscious space, well, wonderful, wonderful. We're going to bring you there a little bit more. I'm just noticing if you can settle your body in a little bit more. And remember, this breath is something to come back to. And noticing the sound of my voice. The sound of my voice is also a tether. And right now, getting into the stance of meeting yourself where you are at. If it's a little challenging to stick with your breath, to follow my voice today, that's okay. Know that you're not doing anything wrong. Know that that might mean you need to be here more than ever practicing that focus. Whatever's challenging in this space, that just means it's a feature to practice. Lots of stuff going on here that we won't get into, but just know there's lots for you to practice. And the theme that we're going to get into in this moment, my loves, is the concept of building a bridge. The concept of building a bridge. And for just a moment, I'm going to provide a little context around that and give you a moment to percolate and just let that come into your space before I guide you through the visualization. So maybe when I say that, maybe you already feel something. Maybe you already have thoughts. Maybe you notice something in your body. Maybe there's a vision that comes to you. But just that imagination of building a bridge. And to offer a little more context, I got to be in space with one of my one-on-one clients yesterday who is here this morning to get to be a part of this. And we were talking about this idea of what if we build a bridge instead of putting up walls, right? And just start to imagine putting up a bridge instead of putting up walls. And just start to let that come into your space, what that might mean to you, what that might bring up for you, what comes to you when you imagine building a bridge instead of building walls. And we focused on building a bridge, and we're going to focus on that in this moment. Because when we focus on building and creating, that's where the power is. And we don't even have to, in this moment, my friends, we don't even have to focus on tearing those walls down. Because when we bring our intention and our awareness to building the bridge, the energy will stop going to feeling like we have to put up walls to protect ourselves. And when the energy stops going there, the walls will not get higher and they will start to crumble because we're not building them anymore. So we're going to focus all our energy in this moment on getting to be here together, live or on playback, to use our energy to build a bridge. So I want you to notice, with that said, if any of you practice yoga and you like to have something under your sacrum in bridge pose. Now, I'm not going to get into anything more than that because this is not a yoga class. It's visualization. You can always reach out and if you have any questions, but just notice if you've done bridge in deep stretch where you're supported, if you've done bridge in restorative yoga where you're even more supported, and you can Google that or you can ask me for links if you need it. Notice if you want to put your body into that shape. Just check in and see if being in that shape would let you take this concept deeper. Go ahead and reposition your body and know that if you want to be right where you're at, that's perfect too. Your body doesn't know what's going on. So just starting to breathe in this concept of we are here to create. You are a powerful creator. You are a powerful creator. And just let that run through you for a moment. Three times. I am a powerful creator. I am a powerful creator. I am a powerful creator. And just beginning to imagine using your time and using your energy to create a bridge. Just noticing what happens in your breath when you imagine that. Noticing any feedback you're receiving through your body. And letting all your parts know right in this very moment, this bridge is not a bridge that just stays open for anyone and everyone to cross through. This is a very special bridge, loves, where you get to put it out when something gets to come through. But when you also notice maybe that energy, that thing is not for you, you get to actually take your bridge down. And we're not destroying it. We're just being discerning, right? You are getting to build a bridge right now that you get to put up when it serves you, but you also get to take the bridge down, close the bridge when you need a break from new things, when you need to say no, when maybe the energy isn't serving you. So just starting to imagine this experience in your life, in your body, where you don't need to put up these walls that block you from things. You get to put up a bridge that's very special because you get to use the bridge however you see fit. So just starting to feel that in your body, feeling that power. Feeling that power of getting to choose what comes across your bridge and when. And what stays on the other side and for how long? Just letting all your parts feel. This will be practice. If any parts of you now are worried that you won't know how, worried that you won't know when. Just imagine all your parts settling a little bit more, saying, hey, this is practice. We're all here to get a little bit better at discernment, at boundaries, and this magic bridge is going to be a part of that. Yeah, so as you're lying here, just notice if a settling breath would feel good to keep settling. And I want you to begin imagining what your bridge looks like. What is your bridge made out of? It might be made out of certain materials. Remember, it's magic. We don't even need to worry how it's going to open and close. It could have a drawbridge. Maybe you remember being on trips. Maybe you've actually seen bridges where they pause all the traffic and you get to sit and you get to wait and you get to watch the bridge come up and watch the boats pass through. Just start to notice how your bridge moves. It might lift up. The whole thing might pull in. Just notice your bridge. This very special thing we're creating. And each time you think of it, you get closer and closer to having the power to use your bridge. Each time you come back and do this offering, maybe you add a little bit more. Just start to notice anything that comes into your space right now. What is your bridge made out of? It might be made out of all earth materials. It might be made out of things like concrete. What it's made out of will not determine how it moves. So just start to notice your bridge. You see the colors. See the materials. As we are building this bridge, you hear some things in the background. Sounds in the background, and you're not quite sure what it is. And then you look over in the distance and you see some dust, and you immediately know it is more of those walls falling down, but we're not focusing on that. We're just noticing that as we are focused on creating a bridge, creating something that keeps us safe, but isn't all about survival. It's not all about protection. We get to let things in. We get to let things out. We get to use our power. We get to use our discernment. We notice all those walls just crumbling. And maybe in this moment, we pause. We remember that we let go of what we can in this moment. It's a process. And maybe we have a small celebration. Maybe we even stop and remember how much energy it's taken us over the course of our life or lifetimes to put those walls up. Maybe you imagine how much that took, how much energy it took to hold them up. Maybe noticing how other things couldn't get through. In this moment, you celebrate your willingness to try something new. In this moment, you celebrate being willing to let an old way of thinking and creating go if you were a wall builder. Just imagining getting to use that energy, that time for this bridge. And just noticing your breath continuing to get a little bit deeper. Noticing your body. Just noticing any feedback you're receiving. Just continuing to remind your body it's safe to be more of a bridge. It's safe to create this bridge. Trusting that you know who gets to cross it and when. And maybe it's a meeting point. Maybe it's a place where sometimes you don't let things fully into your space. Maybe you imagine it's a meeting point where you walk out and maybe you just imagine yourself out there midway. Let the visuals be personal. Let anything come into the space if you're visual. And if you're not as visual, no worries. Just work with what's coming through you. Any random thoughts, just notice those. Notice any words if you've had them repeating. Notice any phrases. Notice any cues in your breath. Notice anything in your body. We're just here to hit the pause button together and to notice what comes out of slowing down, to notice what happens when we pay attention to our breath, our life force, to notice what happens when we slow our body down and ask it to feel things, to notice what goes on when we invite our mind to go down a certain path, instead of all those pathways it might go down. And sometimes in these spaces, it's very creative. We run into that. And sometimes we notice other things that are very important. So just be open to anything that you're channeling. Just starting to imagine in your life, in your relationships, your career, your business, wherever you can feel this and see this most. If you imagine that you're out in the world, practicing putting less of those barriers up like walls, like maybe even moats around a castle and a dragon for some of us, right? That was my thing. My first coach joked, Jen, you don't just have walls up. You have a moat, you have a dragon, right? We can't let things in. So just start to notice if you had that version or maybe a smaller version, what's possible when you get more of this bridge? You get to be the bridge. You get to have the bridge. It is you. Just really feel that. Feel how much energy we get to save when it's not about protecting. When it's more about saying, hey, I get to discern. I get to check in each moment what feels safe, what feels true. I get better and better at that. So seeing your bridge, what is it made of? And just seeing how your bridge moves. We've got a handful of minutes that we're going to be together in space. I'm going to start leaving you in a little bit more quiet so that if you are here live and you are going to be going on to something next without a buffer, get a little bit of space. If you are catching the replay, you may decide you want to pause it and hang out a little bit longer. So just start to notice, beauties, what would support you most to process? Is it continuing to stay in this vision, to feel it, to see you more as an operator of a bridge than a wall builder, as someone who's discerning versus protecting? As a creator, or notice if it would support you to jot anything down, remembering that in these experiences, they don't end just because we say goodbye. We are opening your unconscious and subconscious mind, and some of you may get more as your day goes on. Just noticing if there's any word that felt important to jot down. Noticing if there's a phrase that felt important to jot down. Was there an image that felt important to jot down? And don't sweat it if you have to go into something after this, if time is a thing. You will come back to this when you're ready. Might be later today when you're done doing what you were doing. But just capture enough now to bring you back into this. And know that you can do this recording as many times as you want. You're so welcome, Lauren. I'm so glad you were able to join this month, my love. So just keep noticing, what is your tether from this experience? And remember, taking one thing and practicing that is enough. For you today, maybe it had nothing to do with the concept of building a bridge instead of building walls. Maybe it had nothing to do with focusing on the creation of it versus the destruction. Maybe for you, something happened when you were checking in with breath or cleansing breath. Maybe for you, something happened with your body when you were still, or if you did get into a bridge pose. Notice what stuck out for you. And again, be open to it maybe coming later. You are a powerful creator of a discerning bridge, where you're not blocking people out, but you are absolutely discerning the people, the energies, the things that you let in and when. Because you get to. Just imagining yourself out in your world, getting better and better at this as each day passes. Not going for perfection, simply going for progress and celebrating that. All right, my loves, I want to honor time, if anyone was here in real time. And again, if you were, just notice recording or live, if you have space, notice if you want to take a little bit more of it. Maybe this has you wanting to nap, write, meditate, who knows? Just check in and see what's going to support you next. Reach out if you need anything at all. I am always available for questions, if you want to share experiences. And I hope each of you goes on to have a beautiful moment wherever you are, whatever time of day it is. And just imagine getting to share this with the world and imagining a world where instead of building all these walls and tearing them down, we're building bridges and creating. Lots of love, lots of namaste, beauties. Until next time.